Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Have you ever, when you have a surgery where you have to get knocked out?
Yes.
Never had one.
Never had one?
No,
wow,
never, really? I've never been knocked out.
Oh, no. Not for a dental thing or anything?
I don't think so.
Oh, you're getting so much closer because they're going to inspect your butt soon.
when I had my wisdom teeth taken out, and that was eighth grade probably. But I don't know. That doesn't really seem like.
Yeah, you
surgery,
are. The, your
though,
next.
You know?
I mean, barring some unfortunate incident, which I hope doesn't befall you, you're about what 8 years away? Well, 4 years away.
No, yeah, no, they say 45 three. Now.
Yeah, because when
three
I was
years away now, people
when
tell
I was
you
in for my
bad.
Physical. Earlier last year, my doctor said, hey, just a heads up, the age is 45 now, so you're just a couple years away.
And the prep like, is right. No fun, and starving wasn't my favorite, but man, once you get to the office and it's almost colonoscopy time, as soon as they're like, all right, you're going to start being sleepy, you've arrived at heaven.
Yeah.
Because you just go to sleep and wake up and eat cheeseburgers. It's as good as it gets,
it's
man.
True. The hard part is done by the time you get there. Man, it's like, great.
You don't feel them rooting around in there. Like, they don't hit a bone or anything. Like,
no,
they feel it.
They knock you out.
You can't even tell later. Like, what, do you have a ghost do this?
Do you lose weight afterwards? Didn't we ask?
Didn't you lose like 9 pounds or something?
Eight or nine pounds.
This is a source of great disappointment for me because Hot Wings had his first. He's like, yeah, I lost 9 pounds. I'm like, cool. I'm going to be down to 175. Not really.
I lost 204.
Like four.
Yeah, the problem could have been your double cheeseburgers you ate afterwards.
Yeah, right.
Might be the problem.
Hot Wings ate afterwards. He didn't stop. Actually, you had your heart set on some cheesesteak place.
Oh, I did.
That, like, so Hot Wings had gone like 24 hours without eating, and then Hot Wings drives to this place that we all loved, and then that was when he found out they closed.
They had closed the day before.
The day before.
I think if that happened to me after my colonoscopy, being a combination of so tired from the whatever drugs, and then it was propofol is what they give you, and then the disappointment, I think I would have wept in their parking lot.
I was so sad. Because, yes, I still had residual drugs in my system. I was emotional.
You were like David after the dinner.
Oh, I was so excited for that cheesesteak.
Oh, boy. Well, it could have been. Now, that type of being knocked out isn't as deep of a slumber as if you're having, like, a heart surgery or whatever like that. The different levels of being knocked out, from what I understand.
It doesn't last nearly as long.
But this guy, Randy Dallow, claims that in a case that's going to court this week, that since getting spinal surgery for cervical disc issues.
Ouch. That sounds awful.
At the University of California, San Diego in 2017, he's had recurring nightmares about waking up during the procedure and believes that there is evidence of that having happened. And we've heard of that before where people wake up, but they only wake up enough that they can feel what's happening.
Oh.
But the medication that they give them that keeps them from moving is still active.
They're paralyzed.
So the part that shuts
awake.
Off your brain.
Yeah. They can't tell them that they can feel it.
Mm-hmm. In a vision, which may or may not be a real memory, that's the question for the court to decide. Dallow, whose wife Karen worked at the University of California, San Diego Hospital for 30 years, including as a surgical tech, recounts waking up with lights in his eyes and people in hospital gear all around him. It's quite rare, but the American Society of Anesthesiologists says that about one or two out of every 1,000 people will have an awareness that things are going on while they're apparently put out. That's not that rare. I mean, it's rare.
It's not rare enough.
But, like, if you're at a NFL game, there's, you know, 70 people it would happen to if they all had the surgery. That's a lot.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
I feel like that would happen to me.
Now, the hospital denies that Dallow woke up during the surgery. The man's case is emboldened by his wife's discovery that soon after the procedure, the supervising anesthesiologist had his license suspended. That's the anesthesiologist had apparently been found unconscious on the floor of a bathroom in the hospital with vomit on his scrubs and empty syringes containing the anesthetic sufentanyl around him.
Well, he was just... I mean, he was just sampling his own product, you know, to know what was going to happen.
I fell. That's what you say.
Right into the needle.
I fell on these needles.
Oh, they went right into my veins.
It's sticking out like pinhead.
Yeah. Well, I want a guy or gal who knows the effects.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, before they give it to me.
Would you trust a bartender who's never had a drink?
No.
Yes? Because he can... Oh, no.
No.
No, I would not.
How would they know if it tastes right?
So I don't trust virgins.
Hmm.
I agree.
Something weird about that, you know?
Yeah. So, needless to say, the situation is messy, as they say. They are, the suit names the anesthesiologist, the hospital's former head of anesthesiology, and a nurse for allegedly covering up the doctor's addiction, falsifying records, and lying to the couple. Dallow's dreams are not evidence. The defense attorney says it's not evidence of intraoperative awareness, the technical term for waking up during surgery, but rather just transitional awareness, a fuzzy state where people think they remember things but aren't always accurate.
We're not just going to skip over the fact that you said allegedly.
Doesn't seem like we are. I didn't know I said
allegedly.
It.
Allegedly.
I think what makes it so easy to skip over that for me is I didn't know I said it dumb. But yeah, he said that while they were doing the spinal surgery, he could feel them doing what felt like plucking at cords in his back.
Oh, did it hurt or was it like a bass? Like, was it kind of cool?
I mean, have you ever heard a bass solo? That is the worst.
I disagree. I think sometimes, yeah, it can be done well. The right person with training.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, right. Like if they played that on your spine.
What if the doctor's like that? I'm going to Wichita. Okay, that was getting out of control there. Mm-hmm. This text, I woke up during the colonoscopy, yelled at the doctors. It was horrible. I believe you. That would not be great.
How far does that tube go up there?
All the way. It comes out your mouth.
Yeah.
That's why they knock you out. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to taste poop on your tongue.
Well, they pass notes through it just to make sure you're all clear.
Yeah. Oh, Steve.
Yeah, like drain pipes at a prison.
Yeah. And they blow into it like a didgeridoo.
Yeah.
I love it. Steve,
this text does not address you directly, but it's going to feel like it does. I woke up during my wrist surgery and had a full-blown conversation with the anesthesiologist while I watched them pluck at the tendons.
Bunk, bunk, bunk.
Oh, if I woke up, it would be to say, well, here's my last will and testament because... I'm dying now.
Yeah, on the bright side for you, you probably just pass right back out.
Yeah. Yeah. Not so bad.
I mean,
I've done that. Just don't like this.
Going
good
to
night.
This vicious loop where I just keep passing out. Wake up. Oh, no.
This text, I woke up during a heart catheter check and yelled, what the hell's this guy doing here?
But that felt weird.
I got it free. You should. You should.
That all worked out then.
Gary in Grand Rapids writes, I've had 7 surgeries in 10 days to save my leg. Oh, my God. I woke up fighting in the operating room during my first surgery, and they had to put me back out, and then they told me about it later.
Wow. Yeah, it happens.
This person's had 4 colonoscopies, and they've never been put out. Just a local. I suppose that would be, I mean, it's probably fine.
Probably, but I'm pretty happy to take that nap.
I
had to stay. I mean, I was basically up all night.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It was a terrible idea, but I can see why Michael Jackson liked having his own doctor to put him out for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that what killed him ultimately?
Yeah. So it wasn't a good idea.
It was a little too much.
I was like, this
too
rings
much.
A bad bell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I said it was a bad idea. This text. A message for Rachel before everything gets heartfelt and sappy later. I don't think it's not going to. Rachel, you've been awesome, Rick in Mount Pleasant writes, at what you do in a great part of the show. And then it moved, and now I've got it back again. I always love when you add your perspective and make us feel super old. Well, speak for yourself.
I don't.
Good luck as you move on to bigger and better things, though I'm not sure it gets better than free beer and hot wings. Well, yeah.
It's true. Yep. You will regret this decision for the rest of your life.
Yep. You've made a huge error.
I mean, look, we have boxes of pastries aplenty.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, you might have a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And matching 401k. Benefits.
Yeah.
Job stability.
Dental.
Whatever.
A desk in a room with other people.
But who's going to get breakfast if somebody's late?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, is that a rule where you're going to work?
Yeah, you just get yelled at then.
I mean, I guess so, but that's true. What are you guys going to do? Who's going to go get breakfast when I leave? DoorDash.
Yeah.
You're going to pay somebody to do it.
I already do. I buy your breakfast every time.
Yeah.
It costs them like $7.
You're
going
to pay somebody more to do it.
Well, it's about the same to get them to bring it here as it is to pay you to go get it.
I love giving you a hard time on my last day. It's real fun.
It's great.
Me and Hot Wings and Steve and Kelly are going to get breakfast today to show you how easy it is.
You'll order it for yourselves, but not for me. And you'll be like, look, it's who's going to fill in for you. We paid you in sandwiches, Rachel.
Here's a really sweet text. Bye, Raquel. You did good.
Thank you.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.